Hey guys, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I'm back with another step in moving forward and building our race plan for life, being able to find our groove. Last week, we spent a lot of time talking about three unique people and their calling. We talked a lot about Abraham, then we talked about Jonah, then we spent some time about Paul. Today, let's focus on the first of five steps of calling, and we'll stay in this genre this week. And so, as we've seen, as we talked to these other folks, God calls people as individuals. Every person has a specific task. You have one. I have one. God wants us to complete each of these tasks, and He wants us to stay in His calling. For that to happen, for us to have that race plan, for us to know how to put the pedal to the metal and kick it into overdrive with our life, then we need to understand these five steps of calling and how it reflects in our life. We each have a thread to weave into God's magnificent tapestry of creation. We are unique. God has a plan. God has a purpose for each of us. But like that tapestry, while each thread is different, the weaving process remains the same for all threads. In the same way, while we each bring something unique to God's master plan, the process of receiving our calling tends to remain the same from person to person to person. You see, God definitely has a framework for calling this wovenness into His master plan. You know, in all of my teaching and all of my studies on calling, both in the Bible and the lives of those around me and in my own life, I've noticed that God's consistent method is at work, and I've boiled it down to these five things. So these are the ways that God works us into His loom, if you will. As we go through these five steps, I want you this week to stop to internalize each one. Ask yourself if you've experienced these steps yet. If you feel you already know your calling, ask yourself, does it line up with these five steps mentioned here? And if they don't, or if you can't recognize your calling, then follow these principles and it will help you discover it. If you're somewhere in between, use these steps to determine how much you become a part of God's beautiful tapestry. So let's start with the first step, that I believe God calls us to the person of God to begin with. God's calling is personal, to be sure. But if we're to represent to Him appropriately, we have to realize that there's an order to it. You see, unfortunately, a lot of leaders, a lot of Christians in the world of Christendom have bought into the faulty belief that we are called to a position or to a place. And while that's somewhat true, they're partially correct, but oftentimes we forget this unchanging truth. We are first called to a person in the form of Jesus. Paul put it this way in Colossians 2, 6 and 7. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. We receive Jesus when we are saved, but our experience doesn't end there. Paul tells us to continue receiving Christ, making Him our foundation, the root of all we are. Apart from experiencing God's power, guys, through His Son Jesus, we have no hope to become extraordinary parts of God's redemptive plan for this world. Paul again says in Philippians chapter 4, 13, I can do everything through Him, that is through Jesus, that gives me strength. Now, you've probably heard this verse over and over again in multiple ways. It's even kind of a Tim Tebow thing. But if I could do everything through Christ, then it also stands to reason that without Him, I can do nothing. The man who determines that I've been called to the person of Christ is the person that knows that this is where I need to stay in my calling. Now, this is what I'm trying to get at, guys. As we start trying to figure out what God has called us to do, the kind of guy that God's called us to be, let's start first with making sure that we have been called and we have answered and we are staying in the calling of Jesus being at the center, the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega. We are called to have a relationship with Jesus. We are called to rest and stay in Jesus. The New Testament talks about how we're to abide, to rest in, to stay, to find our power from Jesus. Most of us, guys, we find our power from getting a bigger job, having a larger voice, or making sure we're a big deal. None of those things happen apart from Jesus. This statement, guys, I'd love for you to write it down, and I'd love for you to fill in the blank. And the statement goes like this: the only thing I really offer to the entire world of great substance is blank. Let me say it again. The only thing that I truly offer the world that has great substance is blank. Now, guys, listen, fill that in. I'm going to give you a second. Just think in your mind, what is that blank? Guys, if it's anything other than Jesus, then inevitably we haven't dealt with this first step. Because what we are called to do is to recognize we're the branch, he's the vine. He's the power, we're the receiver of the power. We don't bring power, we don't bring that to the party. What happens is Jesus brings that to our party. So today, guys, I want to ask you, fill in that blank. And then ask yourself, are the decisions that I'm going to make today, are they founded in the fact that I only offer one thing of great substance to this world, and that is Jesus? So when you have to determine a moral situation, are you making that decision based on the foundation of Jesus? If you have to make a decision about your family, am I making that decision rooted and founded in Jesus? Guys, a race plan that doesn't put Jesus as the power source is definitely a loser. I know we want to be winners. I know we want to put the pedal to the metal. I know we want to finish with the checkered flag waving in front of us. But to do that, we have to start with getting our lives called with a very personal sense and rest in the power of Jesus. So what does that look like? In simplicity, guys, it's this. You start with Jesus. And when things get difficult, you return to Jesus. You learn that you need to stay with Jesus. And then you win with Jesus. This is what it looks like when we take the first step of calling to the person of Jesus Christ. Guys, we'll be back tomorrow and we'll start talking about what it is through the second step of being able to answer and stay in God's calling. I'll see you then, guys. Bye.